We are on page 13, volume 12, November 3rd, 1919. Now my justice wants the renewal of the pains of my holy humanity, and who could ever feel them if not the one Louisa who was identified with me, honored to the point of being called to live in the heights of my divine will, where from the center of it, Louisa takes all parts of all generations, unites them together, and repairs me, loves me, substitutes for all souls. And while doing this, Louisa feels the oblivion, the denial, the detachment of the one who forms her very life. These are the pains that only your Jesus can calculate. But in certain circumstances, they are necessary to me, so much so that I am forced to hide from you, hide you more within me, Louisa, so as to make you, Louisa, feel all the bitterness of the pain. And while I hide you, Louisa, I repeat what my holy humanity did and what my holy humanity suffered. So again, remember, when Jesus speaks about I, he always brings in his mother. So it's always Jesus, Mary. That's the thing. Jesus, Mary, he says, you, Louisa, now are sharing what Jesus and Mary have done. So this is really very important. She's not better than Our Lady. She's not higher than Our Lady. Okay. Sorry about that. Now, volume 12, December 6, 1919. Now, we remember that one night was doing adoration to my crucified Jesus, telling him, now this prayer is italicized so that we can make it our prayer. And we can pray together with Louisa. My love, in your will, I find all generations. In the name of the whole human family, I adore you, I kiss you, I repair you for all. I give you your wounds and your blood to all, so that all may find their salvation. And if the lost souls can no longer benefit from your most holy blood, nor love you, I take it in their place in order to do what they should have done. I do not want your love to remain defrauded in anything on the part of any creature. I want to compensate, to repair you, to love you for all, from the first to the last man. So here, it shows you how to repair. Sorry. I'm so sorry. This shows you that our job is to really begin to stand in the place of our brothers and sisters, to say to Jesus, they can't say to you, I love you. So I will say I love you in their place. And in the divine will, God hears all mankind, past, present, and future, saying to Jesus with our voice, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you. So Jesus says, I hear this from everybody because of you who are linked to Louisa. Because this is what Louisa did. So she says, while I was saying this and other things, my sweet Jesus stretched out his arms around my neck and squeezing all of me, told me, my daughter Louisa, echo of my life. This is a title. Louisa, echo of Jesus' life. While you were praying, my mercy was softening and my justice was losing sharpness. And only, not only in the present time, but also in the future, because your prayers, Louisa, shall remain in the act of my holy divine will. And by virtue of it, my softening mercy shall flow more abundantly. My justice shall be less rigorous. Not only this, but I shall feel then the note of the love of the lost souls. And my heart shall feel for you a love of special tenderness, finding in you, Louisa, the love that these souls owed me. And I, God, shall pour into you, Louisa, the graces that I had prepared for them, that I was going to give to them, I will give to you. So nothing's going to go to waste. Volume 12, December 15th, 1919. Louisa, the one who does my divine will and lives in my divine will, has lost the font, the seed of the original evil, because my holy divine will contains the font of sanctity, the seed of all good and the eternal origin, immutable and inviolable. Therefore, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa, whoever lives in this font is holy, and evil has no more contact with that soul. If evil seems to appear in anything, it does not take root, because the origin, the seed, is holy. So here Jesus is showing, Louisa was born of original sin. We're born of original sin. But when we are living, trying to live in the divine will, doing our acts and rounds of the divine will, everything changes. Even if you sin, Jesus says, it won't stay with you. Why? When you go to confession, when you say, I make a firm purpose of confession and say, I will not sin again, I do not want to sin again, you begin again to live the life of Jesus and Mary. See, this is what's so beautiful about this. The saints were not given this gift. The saints did not have the opportunity to live in the divine will. They were only told how to do the will of God. And so Jesus is saying, if you are one with Louisa, I'm going to give you more than what I gave to the saints. So he says, this happens also in me. When my divine justice forces me to strike creatures, it appears that I, God, do harm to them, making them suffer. How many things they tell me, to the extent of telling me that I am unjust. God is unjust. But this cannot be, because the origin, the seed of evil is not in me. On the contrary, in that pain that I send, there is in me a more tender and intense love. Only the human will is the font that contains the seeds of all evils. And if it seems to do some good, that good is infected. Okay, so he says, even the saints, even if they thought that they were doing something good, it is infected. Because they're not living in the divine will. But whoever touches that good shall remain infected and poisoned. Okay, so think about it. Francis started his organization, started his community. He goes away on mission. He comes back, and they won't let him in. Won't want to let him in the monastery. Same thing happened to John of the Cross. Same thing happened to Saint Faustina. Saint Faustina did all this, and she was hated. She was despised. Even Saint Sister Mildred, who Our Lady of America spoke to, was hated, despised. You know, Our Lady of America told Saint Mildred that the children of America will bring purity to the world. That purity is the divine will. It's the pure life of Jesus and the pure life of Mary. See, in the divine will, we're doing more with Louisa than any other nation. Maybe the Philippines, they're on fire, but with Louisa. Mexico's on fire with Louisa. But in the United States, there's more people who are really focused on Louisa. And Jesus, Our Lady says that the children of America, they are the ones that's going to bring purity to the world. That's our job. That's our mission from Our Lady of America. Again, it's very, very important. And you got those envelopes from school here. You look at it. It's the, what is it called? Louisa Picaretta what? Scholarship fund. It's helping children in this school through your donations. And if you can remember that, remember the school, it's very, very important to help them give this Catholic education to the children. I'll tell you, this is classical education, which is phenomenal. The children are learning amazing things. And if you can help them out throughout the year, that would be something really, really great to do because there's very, very few schools that really follow the Catholic teaching. So here Jesus says, he says very clearly that even the saints who give things out, if people touch them, they still remain infected and poisoned because they're not living fully in the divine will. So we see some things, you know, happening in the church today. Don't be offended by it. When the divine will reigns, everything's going to be perfected. Don't worry. But live this gift with Louisa and watch what God is going to do. Volume 12, March 14th, 1920. Listen, my daughter Louisa, if the chastisements of war, man had humbled himself, if with the chastisements of war, man had humbled himself and entered into himself, other chastisements would not be necessary. But man has raged even more, and therefore, in order to make man enter himself more terrible chastisements than war, art self, are needed. and that shall occur. Therefore, my justice is forming voids. And if you, Louisa, know what a void is being formed in my justice through my not coming to you, you would tremble. If I came to you, you would make my justice your own, and taking the pains upon yourself, you would fill the voids that man forms with sin. Haven't you done this for many years? But now the obstinacy of mankind makes mankind unworthy of this great good of the divine will. And that is why I, God, often deprive you of myself, Louisa, and in seeing you martyred because of me, Louisa, my pain is so great that I become delirious. I moan, I sigh, and I am, God, forced to hide my moans from you without even a chance to pour them out with you so as not to give you more pains. So Louisa would have taken our place, but Jesus says, no, this is, Louisa, you've done enough. Again, this is 1920. Volume 12, March 19th, 1920. Ah, my daughter Louisa, calm yourself. Otherwise, you shall hurt me. Open deep and gashes in my sacred heart. Do you perhaps want to surprise me? I, too, would have wanted to enclose in me all the pains of creatures. My love towards creatures was so great that I would have wanted no pain to touch them. But I could not obtain this. I had to submit to the wisdom and the justice of the Father, who, while allowing me to satisfy the great part of the pains of creatures, did not want satisfaction for me for all the pains, and this for the decorum and balance of his divine justice. My holy humanity would have wanted to suffer so much as to put an end to hell, put an end to purgatory, put an end to all chastisements, but the divinity did not allow it. And divine justice said to my divine love, you wanted the right of love, and it is granted to you, but I too want the right of divine justice. So this has to happen. This is God's justice, that everybody is going to get what they live for. Everybody is going to get what they long for. Volume 12, April 15th, 1920. Now, it was for love of souls that you submitted to your state of victim. For the love of them, you accepted all the pains that occurred in your life because of souls and of the sad times that are coming. My divine justice prevents me from being with you in a familiar way in order to permit more favorable times to come, rather than warlike, and keep you on earth. It is because of souls. It wasn't for the love of souls your exile would be finished, and you would have had the pain of seeing yourself deprived of me. Nor would you have had the pain of seeing you so tortured. I would have had the pain of seeing you so tortured because of my privation. Therefore, patience, let the love of souls triumph in you as well to the end. So with Louisa, we are triumphant. With Louisa, we are victorious. And this is why it's so necessary that we understand we are going to win. We are going to go to heaven. We are the ones that Jesus has said, you love me and I will take you with me to where I go that you may also be. We're going to heaven. We're going to be victorious. Our Lady is going to be victorious. Our Lady is going to be triumphant. The triumph of Our Lady is that we become like her Son, living in the divine will. Don't get discouraged. Recognize that God wants us. God is going to win. And all we have to say is, fiat, let it be done as you say, Lord. Let it happen as the way you want. Total surrender, total submission, total docility. Volume 12, December 18th, 1920. Oh, my daughter Louisa, things are getting worse. It shall come like a whirlwind to shake everything. You have to understand, the last thing in sacred scripture is the world shakes. Trembles. It shall reign as long as the whirlwind does, and it shall end just as the whirlwind ends. The Italian government lacks the grounds under its feet. It does not know what to aim at. Justice of God. See, everything's going to be shaken to the core. Everything's going to crumble and wall. Not one stone will be left upon another. Mountains will be leveled. Valleys will be filled. Oceans will be emptied. You have to understand what Jesus is talking about is extreme. And the reason is he's closing shop and we're going to heaven. You have to understand. He's saying, those that want to come with me for eternity, come with me. You have wanted this all your life. You have prepared for this all your life. Now it is here. And that's why the majority of mankind is doing everything but turning to Jesus. They're using the name of Jesus more as a swear word than for praising Him and loving Him and glorifying Him. Our job is to repair all that in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. So now this next part is highlighted, and let's read this together as a prayer. My Jesus, while I'm clinging to You, I want to prove to You my love, my gratitude, and everything creature has the duty to do, because You have created Mary, our Immaculate Queen Mama, the most beautiful one, the holiest, appointed of grace, enriching her with all gifts, making her also our mother. And I do this in the name of all creatures, past, present, and future. And I want to seize each act of creature, each word, heart, thought, step, and tell You in each one of them that I love You, I thank You, I bless You, I adore You for all that You have done in Your celestial mama and mine. So at that point, what You've done is You have redone everything that the Blessed Mother has done as the Blessed Mother has done it. See, this is the great gift of the divine will. No saint could have done this before. We could have said, we love Our Lady, we thank You, Jesus, for Mary, and that's what here God hears. Thank You, Jesus, for my mother. And He goes, you're welcome. But when we pray this one with Jesus in the divine will, we pray everything that Our Lady prayed. And God says, I love You, I praise You, and I thank God for You, my little mama, Mama Mary. See, as this is, our prayers change with the divine will. And that's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to allow Him to teach us how to pray the way Mary prayed. How to love Jesus as Mary loved Jesus. You know, like we talk about the little baby Jesus at Christmas. Jesus wants to be held by each and every one of us. He's just a little one that wants us to hold Him and to love Him. And He says very clearly, I want to be your father, and I want to hold you as my little one. You have to remember, this is not something good or holy or saintly. This is to enter into the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary, which Louisa possesses. Volume 12, March 2nd, 1921. My daughter Louisa. Oops, sorry. Jesus enjoyed my act, but so much so that He said to me, my daughter Louisa, I was anxiously awaiting this act of Yours in the name of all generations. My justice and my love felt the need of this return, because great are the graces that descend upon all for having enriched my mother so much. Yet they never have a word, never have a thank you to say to me. When the priest holds the host up, the priest is offering the Father the perfect sacrifice, Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And when the priest holds the host up, he says to the Father, thank you. We also should be saying to the Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus being our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. Thank you for Jesus to be our second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist. Thank you for the mother of Jesus, which is our mother. See, when you go to Mass and you go, I don't get anything out of Mass, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to give. I adore you. I love you. I praise you. I thank you. I bless you. So when we come back from Holy Communion, normally it's quiet. I'm sorry today we didn't have the quiet. But it's to be in communion with God. It doesn't matter if the whole church is in fellowship. You be in communion with God and pray to God in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, telling Him, I love you and I praise you and I thank you and I bless you and I worship you. I glorify you in the name of all mankind, past, present, and future. That's what Jesus is waiting for. He says they never have a word. They never have a thank you to me. Volume 12, March 2nd, 1921. My daughter Louisa, be cheered, be happy, be joyful. If you're not happy, you're not living in the divine will. If you're not cheered, you're not living in the divine will. If you're not joyful, you're not living in the divine will. Be cheered. Come into my divine will. I chose you, Louisa, among thousands and thousands, so that my holy divine will may have full completion in you, Louisa, so that you, Louisa, may be like a rainbow of peace that is, with its seven colors, attracts others to live in my most holy divine will. That's what Jesus is saying to us. Now, there is the false rainbow, which everybody seems to be using today, with six colors. Isn't that kind of interesting? The rainbow that they're using today has six colors in it. The rainbow of peace, the rainbow of heaven, has seven colors in it, which will attract others to live in God's holy divine will. So don't be ashamed of putting a rainbow in your window or on your car. But make sure it has seven colors, not six. Six says something different. Seven says, because Jesus says, you, Louisa, will bring the rainbow of peace to all the world. See, the flames of hell always mimic the light of heaven. And that's what they're doing with the rainbow today. But they hate the one color that they don't want, and that's indigo. Why? Because indigo represents the Blessed Mother. It's all diabolical. Yeah, but here Jesus says, you, Louisa, and the children with you, Louisa, are going to be like a rainbow of peace. And why? He says, therefore, he says, you'll attract others to live in my divine will. Therefore, let us leave the earth aside. Let's focus on heaven. Up until now, I have kept you with me in order to appease my divine justice and to prevent greater chastisements from being poured upon earth. Now, and this is where we are. Now, let us allow the current of human evil to continue. Let it go. I, God, want you with me. I, God, want you in my volition. I, God, want you to be occupied with preparing the new era of my most holy divine will. You're not going to stop what's coming. You cannot stop what's coming. Jesus says, let it happen. I want you with me. So, either we're going to be screaming and pulling our hair out as we watch our family and friends go journey to hell, or we're going to be with Jesus, repairing and redoing, being Jesus in with Jesus in his holy divine will, being occupied with getting ready for this new era of God's most holy divine will on earth as it is in heaven. That's why we're alive today. That sentence right there is the main reason why Jesus wants us to read the volumes. I want you to be with me. I want you in my holy divine will. I want you to be occupied, not with wailing and grinding your teeth and cursing everybody around you and swearing and yelling and being upset, but I want you to be occupied in preparing the new era of my most holy divine will. There's no need to be worried. There's no need to be anxious or confused or upset. He says, be peaceful, be happy, be cheerful. Come into my divine will. I have chosen you from the beginning of time to be linked to Louisa. I predestined you to be here with this gift, with the Book of Heaven. I haven't predestined your family or your neighbors or your co-workers or your parishioners. I have predestined you to do this. So therefore, I want you with me. I want you in my divine will. I want you to be occupied joyfully, happily, preparing the new era of my holy but divine will as it must begin to reign in you. Volume 13, July 6, 26, 1932. Excuse me, 1921. My daughter Louisa, if the sun is the king of the universe, and with its light symbolizes my divine majesty, and with its heat my love and justice, to the point that when the earth does not want to dispose itself to the fecundity, it ends up withering and it is rendered sterile with its burning breath. Water can be called the queen of the earth because it symbolizes my will. There is no point in which she does not enter, nor does the creature who live in it live without her. The same for my most holy divine will. Since you can't live without the sun and you can't live without water, the divine will is life of everything. Souls shall keep the divine will with them, souls with love or with hatred. But even though against their human will, they shall be forced to let the divine will flow in them like blood in its veins, and those who want to subject themselves from my divine will would be like the suicides of their own souls. But still, my divine will would not leave them. It would follow the course of justice over them, since it could not follow for them the course of the good that my holy divine will contains. So either we're with Jesus in the love and happiness and peace, or we're not with Jesus because we hate. So you look at the people around you. Who are you upset with? Who are you angry with? You've got to forgive them. You know, you can't live in the divine will with an ounce of hate in you. You can't live in the divine will with a sliver of hate within you. Jesus says that it's your suicide if you do that. You will not go to heaven. He says you got to forgive. He says he says otherwise the course of justice will come over you, and it's not going to be good. You're not going to live in the divine will. So he's telling us, forgive. Don't, if you have anybody that you know is upset with you or you're upset with them, you know, Jesus says, go and ask for forgiveness. Begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. Volume 13, August 25th, 1921. As Louisa, the soul's link to Louisa, repeats her acts in my divine will, her human will remains tied to mine as many times. And these knots make many divine rivulets flow for over the whole earth, preventing the free course of divine justice. So here Jesus says, Louisa and the soul's link to Louisa, basically in the divine will, your human will is surrendered to God's holy divine will. This will bring about a prevention of divine justice to the earth. It's going to happen. One mystic said that, this planet that's supposed to be coming towards the earth, once Trump was elected, the planet, Jesus said, moved slightly off. Instead of hitting directly at the earth, it's just going to glance off it. We're still going to be punished, but we don't have a president who wants to kill babies. We don't have a president who wants to go against God. And even first time in the history of the United States, the First Lady prayed the Our Father in front of a group. That was, something's going on. And we thank God and we praise God and we love God. We draw closer to God, but we got to get closer to God than ever before. Like he said, let go of everything and enter into this gift. Thank him, praise him, love him, glorify him, adore him, and worship him. And the justice will be lessened. September 13th, Volume 13, September 16th, 1921. How many mockeries they make of me. And they are so many that I am God. I am tired of them. Especially when they put poison of the evil under good. And that's what they're doing. Everything is upside down. If you say you love God, you're a sick individual. If you say you hate God, you're promoted. This is poison. Oh, how make fun of me, God, as if I were their amusement. I was their pastime. But sooner or later, justice shall make fun of them by punishing them severely. You pray. You repair for these mockeries that grieves me, God, so much. And they are the cause for which I do not make myself known for who I am. See, God is going to reveal himself. And when he does, it's going to be terrifying for most. I remember talking to a priest. He was a good, holy priest. And I said to him, Father, when you get to heaven, when you see God, well, what are you going to do? He says, I'm going to be wearing brown pants, whether I'm wearing them on then or not. He says, I said, but why would you do that? And he goes, you're meeting holy, holy, holy Lord God Sabaoth. And here's this holy priest saying very clearly, you know, how holy God is. We go into church, we bounce off our knees, and we start picking our nose. Jesus is there, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the tabernacle. Jesus is there, prisoner of love. And we do 1,000 other things rather than get there early to be with Him or get to stay later with Him. We get there late and we leave early. You know, we have to begin to understand who God is. That's why He says, because of their mockery, I, God, do not make myself known to them of who I am. But when you spend time alone with Jesus, and even in your home, if you can't get to adoration, go to savior.org. Spend time with Jesus, adoring Him and loving Him and praising Him and thanking Him and blessing Him and worshiping Him. So we'll end there with a prayer to consecration to the Holy Spirit. And if we can kneel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O adorable and divine will, here I am before the immensity of your light, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors and make me enter into it to form my life all in you, divine will. Therefore, prostrate before your light, I, the littlest among all creatures. Come, O adorable will, into the little group of the first children of your supreme fiat. Prostrate in my nothingness, I beseech and implore your endless light, that it may want to invest me and eclipse everything that does not belong to you, in such a way that I may do nothing other than look, comprehend, and live in you, divine will. It will be my life, the center of my intelligence, the enrapture of my heart and of my whole being. In this heart, the human will no longer have life. I will banish it forever, and will form the new Eden of peace, of happiness, and of love. With it I shall always be happy. I shall have a unique strength and a sanctity that sanctifies everything and brings everything to God. Here, prostrate, I invoke the help of the sacrosanct Trinity, that they admit me to live in the cloister of the divine will, so as to restore in me the original order of creation, just as the creature was created. Celestial Mother, Sovereign Queen of the divine fiat, take me by the hand and enclose me in the light of the divine will. You will be my guide, my tender mother. You will guard your child and will teach me to live and to maintain myself in the order and the bounds of the divine will. Celestial Sovereign, to your heart, I entrust my whole being. I will be the tiny little child of the divine will. You will teach me the divine will, and I will be attentive in listening to you. You will lay your blue mantle over me, so that the infernal serpent may not dare to penetrate into the sacred Eden to entice me and make me fall into the maze of the human will. Heart of my highest good, Jesus, you will give me your flames that they may burn me, consume me, and nourish me to form in me the life of the supreme will. Saint Joseph, you will be my protector, the custodian of my heart, and will keep the keys of my will in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously and will never give it to me again, that I may be sure never to go out of the will of God. Guardian angel, guard me, defend me, help me in everything, so that my Eden may grow flourishing and be the call of the whole world into the will of God. Celestial court, come to my help, and I promise you to live always in the divine will. Amen. And may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the next retreat will be in May fifth in the Dominican convent in Syracuse. And if we can help clean up, it would be great. Thanks. God bless you.